This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. It was another strong month for red meat exports in November. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
November exports of U.S. red meat posted year-over-year gains across all categories, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said U.S. pork exports remained on a record pace.
November exports for pork continue on the same trends we've been talking about the last several months. We're on a record pace for both volume and value. We're going to be close to $8.5 billion for the year when we get through December. The drivers are the same as they have been. Mexico and Latin America are, without a doubt, leading the way. The total export value for Mexico will be topping $2.5 billion this year. This has doubled over the past 5 years. So beyond just Mexico, Central America and Colombia have already set annual records. And you look at Caribbean and Oceania, the Australia, New Zealand, when December data becomes available, will be record levels in those countries as well. So the theme on pork, broad-based growth across many markets, and it looks to be continuing as we go into early 2025 as well.
Beef and lamb shipments also increased substantially from November of 2023. Hallstrom said beef saw robust gains in both volume and value.
Double-digit growth from a year ago, year on year. We're up 10% in volume and up 11% in value for beef exports. For the year, we're going to come in with probably the second highest year. We're going to be pushing well over $10 billion when we get the December numbers. We're at $9.6 billion right now. So I think from a value perspective, beef continues to contribute despite some of the headwinds. Korea, a big month, China and Taiwan as well.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.